MCCLX.
Mobile monitoring. At MCCLX, this is KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina.
Catch your call. And I think it's NUE in Liberty. This is November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray in Spartanburg County, going home to Greenville.
This is KO4NUE, Chad Hightower out of Liberty, South Carolina. And I just picked up your call, figured I'd check in and be along with you for the drive.
Mike? Yeah, I'm just driving my 24 minutes.
That sounds kind of like a meat grinder, man. 24 minutes here and 24 minutes there, day in and day out. I understand. I know how it goes.
24 minutes on average, or some days, it's a complete cluster, you know?
85. Whereabouts on 85 are you?
I'm on 85 business, bypassing downtown. Headed towards 85 south to the home, but luckily I get off at the Highway 14 exit at the airport at GSP, so normally it backs up just right to there. I can sneak around it.
I used to travel that way to Donelson Air Base every day, and there's a small shortcut there at Michelin, at the Michelin headquarters. If you can think to get off ahead and go down through Michelin Way, you can pop out on, I think that's 101, and then take 80 over to Greenville Spartanburg on 14, if that's about where you live. But I got a base station in Campobello, so I'm not far from you as far as home. I'm up at my cabin in Liberty on the 12 Mile River, and then I got the home is in Campobello, so not too far from you.
CLX for the ID. Yeah, good business. Campobello's right, well, I mean, heck, you're kind of the opposite. I think most people would live in Liberty and want to camp in Campobello.
Born in Campobello in 1972, back when cotton fields were everywhere. Grew up on 180 acres, and then over the years it turned into housing development after housing development, and I just kind of struggle with that. So I've got a small farm up in Liberty that's pretty remote. And me and my wife come up here to try to get away from all that huss and fuss, you know.
Isn't Liberty south of Anderson?
Not sure about the cardinal directions, but it's in between Easley and Clemson. I think I'm 13 miles from Clemson and about 8 miles from Easley.
Northeast from Anderson. I think it's northeast. For sure it's northeast, KN4UBG.
Man, they all come out the woodwork when you make a mistake. Yeah, I knew it was out in that area.
Stated, about 6 miles from the 6 mile repeater, W4TWX, I believe his name is Jack. So I got about 50 acres right here on the 12 mile river, and I come down here and spot for Skywarn, and like I said, just got a small cabin in the woods out in the middle of nowhere.
Mighty fine. And lately, that's been a heck of a good place to spot.
Yeah, there's something going on up here all the time. That wasn't couple weeks ago, 12 mile flooded its banks pretty bad, and it usually does that about twice a year, but this time it got a little scary as far as close to the cabin goes, and I had to get up to the top of the hill for a little while and just keep an eye on things, but it was I got a little nervous.
It had a fishing camp then.
Swimming camp one, I don't know which one it was, but it was, like I said, it was some kind of tornado, some kind of storm, some kind of flooding the banks. I mean, there's something up here all the time going on, and it's just, you know, I never have been really too concerned about it, but I got my ham radio license a short time ago, and I spent the time to put me a decent antenna up, and now I worry all the time that, you know, just gonna tear my antenna down. I don't care so much about the cabin, but I don't need something messing with my antenna.
Talk to your insurance agent. Maybe you can get a rider on that. Insure that antenna for a bunch.
I'm not sure the insurance underwriter's gonna be too pleased with what they see up here, because it ain't much, if you know what I mean. I got a couple solar panels on the roof and some Dutch ovens, and that's about it. And I really don't want to. If I lose it, it ain't no big deal.
You're making it sound like, I don't know, a camp.
I'll say, that sounds like something from, you know, when I was back in West Virginia, you know, we used to have little places like that. We used to go hang out all the time. We'd have a little old cabins built out of wood and stuff in the woods, and, you know, take four-wheelers back there and hang out all the time. KN4, UBG.
UBG, you hit the nail on the head. That's about what it is. Nothing special, you know. I got enough solar here to run five lights and put my 12-volt TV in here, and I get you know, the little free-to-air TV channels, and got enough voltage to run my ham radio, and, you know, I bring in a cooler when I go and when I come, and there's deer and turkey up here, and I come out here and spend some time during deer season, and you know, that kind of thing. It's not a Taj Mahal, but it's just what we need to get away from all that traffic and mess, and, you know, in Spartanburg County.
Enough to worry. You got to take your tent out and put it up. That's a good thing. At least you can just roll up with you. Sleeping bags or whatever you take and throw it out and, you know, unleash the cooler and a couple of chairs, build a little fire, and you're good to go in a few minutes, other than spending 2 hours getting set up.
I'm not, my tent days are over, bud, and my wife, she surely ain't gonna deal with a tent either, so we got some little pop-up beds in here, and you know, people won't come up here and go deer hunting. I'll let them come up here and deer hunt or turkey hunt or whatever they want to do, because, like I said, I hunt occasionally, but I just kind of use the place to just get away and just enjoy the quiet.
But there ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that at all. Trust me. Now, I'm going to have me a little spot like that somewhere one day. Thought about building me one down in my backyard down by the creek. That way I can go down there and kill time and sit back and, you know, deal with other things other than the real life. Go back here and read the mail a little bit and monitor. And supposed to be easing down 101. You're headed toward 417. Catch 417 back toward Simpsonville and Fountain Inn. Coming out of Spartanburg. I was passing by exit 63 when I heard y'all come on. But I'm out here fixing to pass by, I don't know what this is here, 296 Junction, out here on 101. QBG, I'll be muttering.
Brian, will you enjoy your trip home, both of you? I know that daily grind gets rough sometimes. I'm retired military. I don't really deal with that anymore. I just kind of come and go and do whatever. But I definitely understand, you know, what that ride home means. And just don't forget to disconnect, because when you're going home and that pretty little bride's waiting on you, you know, sometimes you need to leave all that mess in the truck and go home and be what you called to be. But, you know, that's just my take on it. But this is KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. You two fellas have a safe trip, and 7-3, and I'll be monitoring.
For today, you must have at least sold some tools.
A good day, and got a little bit of good news yesterday on the truck front, so we'll see if it comes through. But it's better news than what I've had.
Is that trailer you've been towing into a family camper?
A generator. It's got power and lights in it now, so only thing I'd have to add is the little bathroom and kitchen.
Yeah, haul it behind a pop-up with a bathroom and then use that thing to generate all your power and haul your toys.
Thought about it. I may just keep it as a backup tool truck and use it as an office in the meantime.
Ensure the heck out of it and tow it behind the tool truck and with a sign that says, go ahead, hit me.
Because then I'd be in the same boat I'm in now dealing with another insurance company. Driving a truck for a living, and they do tear up, so it's good to have a backup plan.
That's not a bad idea, though. Good backup. In case something happens, oil changes happen, anything can happen. That's why I drive this Jeep, and it's paid for, it's been paid for, I don't know, 12 years. And if you look around all the bumpers and all the scratches and dents and stuff, people should have an idea. Stay away.
I just don't get the new car craze. I just don't want the payments.
Worth much, so I just insure the crud out of it in case someone gets a stupid idea.
Roger that. I definitely understand. The tool truck, it was insured to the hilt.
Still didn't pay, and that's great.
They'll eventually pay. It's just they're going to wait you out and make it as tough on you as possible. Luckily, I was in a good position to fight them off. It's just been aggravating. So the only thing I owe on is that tool truck. Everything else is paid for.
Learn there.
No, this could have easily put me out of business.
That's a simple. It's a simple rule, man. Most small businesses go out of business in the first 3 years.
I've seen quite a few Macco tool trucks come and go since I started 6 years ago.
Pulled one of them cheap.
Truck market is crazy right now. They're gone before you can get them. and was on Facebook last night. We got an inside the tool business for distributors, and one of the guys, he's got a Freightliner dealership in his route. He was talking about it'll be 2 years before they have any trucks back on the lot, but with all the orders they have and requests for trucks right now.
I'm not making a lot of sense out of all this, because then, you know, I heard on the news the other day that they're parking 25% of the fuel tankers right now because they don't have enough drivers.
Have enough drivers, you can't get parts to fix the trucks that are broke down, and you can't get parts to make the new ones to fill the orders.
About that is you got some of these people out here that don't really want to be working, and this stimulus package and everything that they're giving these people is one reason they don't want to work. And we're in the same boat, you know, as far as door company. You know, I work for Overhead Door, and actually on my way home now in the company truck, and you know, people's the same way. I mean, you know, you got these people out here that don't want to do anything, and then they want to draw the unemployment, you know, $600 or whatever it is, the ever pay period, plus, you know, the stimulus package. I mean, giving out all that stuff, who really wants to work? You know, most of them wants to sit at home and do nothing. I mean, I can't do that, but, I mean, they can.
I'm going to get a little scratchy right through here, so I'll be here, but I'll be in and out. Yeah, I agree with you. Every shop I go to is looking for help and can't find them. So there's a shortage of help everywhere.
Well, I'm going to take a standby right quick. I got a phone call. I'll get back with you in a minute. KN4UBG. I'll be clear from them.
Well, N6CLX.
I was wondering where you went. I was just saying I'm going to get a little scratchy through here. I may drop out completely, so if not, if I do, I'll be back in a little bit. KO4ACX.
For another 3 minutes or so.
It is right through here, man. I'm not that far away from Caesar's Head, but it's just like a black hole for radio waves.
Just before 26 over on Business 85 in Spartanburg, that it picket fences. I mean, it's a heavy shadow in and out. And it's just in that little quarter mile stretch. I have to look at the topographical map, see what's in the area there that's blocking it.
Here on 25 back in North Carolina, coming into Hendersonville now. And it just, I guess it's that granite mountaintop that just stops everything.
Specials made it illegal.
Well, I'm pulling the garage and put down the antenna first, so I'm going to go. N6CLX, I'm going to be quick.
Mike, you take care. 732 KO4 ATX, clear.